RTE Radio 1 Sport with a Kia e-Niro. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia e-Niro with a range up to 455 kilometres.
At 7.35, it's good morning to Darren Frehill.
Good morning to you as well, Audrey. History made last night at Augusta as Hideki Matsuyama won the Masters on 10 under par. He took a four-shot lead into the final round, and despite some very nervy moments last night, he held on to win it by a shot on 10 under par. Now, to be honest, he was a lot more comfortable winner than that margin suggests. With the details of this win and an eventful week for Shane Lowry, here's Greg Allen.
There can be no diminishing how significant this first victory in a major championship for a Japanese player will be for the game of golf in general, and in particular in the Far East, where it will certainly energise the case for golf remaining as an Olympic sport, as it will considerably elevate its visibility at the Tokyo Games in the summer. Hideki Matsuyama was already a big star in his own country, having reached number 2 in the world rankings in 2017, and now he's a Masters champion after outdueling all challengers on a curious final day as he saw his four-shot overnight lead dwindled to a single stroke after just one hole, but it was a five-stroke lead heading into the famous Masters Sunday back nine. There was a wobble near the end, but in truth, his one-shot victory on 10 under par over Will Zalatoris after a final round 73 had more leeway in it than might appear. Shane Lowry finished in a tie for 21st place after a closing 72, left him on level par, but afterwards he revealed some unhappiness that his preparation plans to defend the Open Championship in July have been severely disrupted.
I'm playing in Hilton Head next week and I have no idea what I'm going to do after that, because my caddy has to go home tomorrow now. He's, well, he can't work next week because of this new quarantine they've brought in Ireland from the States. Like, I don't expect anyone to spend 2 weeks in a hotel for me. I've no idea what my schedule is going to be leading up to the Open, but it's probably going to be, it's definitely going to be mostly over here, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to get back to play in Europe at all, so we'll see.
So, from a best ever Masters performance to a search for a caddy, as Lowry heads in otherwise good form to one of his favourite courses, Harbortown, in South Carolina for this week's Heritage Classic.
Now, the Irish soccer team lost 1-0 in their friendly away to Belgium last night. Second 1-0 loss in this international window, but a really impressive display. They'll be disappointed with the goal that they conceded, and they had lots of chances as well, but just couldn't find the back of the net. Vera Powell, their manager, feels that if they can start finding the net more consistently, then the results will come too.
We need to score. I think that is it. We need to score. And that is the most difficult last part, but it is that last part. Because the rest is, it will develop if we start to score. And we can have more composure and we can have more moments that we get the ball through. But that's the same for the opponent. That will grow when we start to score. I'm absolutely sure. And all the work that we've put in, all the individual video analysis to send it to them, get feedback, seeing the next game, getting again feedback. I think it's not for nothing. You can see that every single player in this group grows.
In the Premier League, Manchester United came from behind to beat Tottenham 3-1. West Ham overcame Leicester 3-2. Arsenal 3-0 winners against Sheffield United, and Newcastle got the better of Burnley by 2-1. In rugby, Leinster have been drawn away to the French side La Rochelle in the semi-finals of the Champions Cup. La Rochelle, coached by Ronan O'Gara, and their director of rugby is former Leinster favourite John O'Gibbs. So that should be quite tasty in the build-up to that one. Ulster will travel to Leicester Tigers in the semi-finals of the Challenge Cup. Both games will take place the weekend after next. Dates and times have yet to be confirmed. The Irish rowing team won gold and silver medals at the European Championships. We actually competed in 6 A finals, which is brilliant form ahead of the Olympics. And of course, there's a big Olympic qualifier coming up as well next month. The gold went to Paula Donovan and Fintan McCarthy in the double sculls. Emily Hegarty, Emer Lam, Afra Kyo and Fiona Mertes secured silver in the women's form. A reaction from those championships a little bit later on. More success for Aidan O'Brien in the Ballysack Stakes at Leopardstown yesterday. Many of the stars bloomed in this race, and yesterday Balshaw Ballet enhanced his classic claims with a great win with Ryan Moore on board. But given the weekend that was in it, Aidan O'Brien has been paying tribute to a neighbour of his down in Tipperary. Aidan's been talking about the qualities that make Rachel Blackmore the talent she is after becoming the first woman to win the Aintree Grand National as a jockey.
Just absolutely incredible. Listen, obviously for Rachel and Henry and everyone, but listen, Rachel is like absolute superstar, isn't she? Like, we've known her mum and dad and herself since the lads were riding ponies. Rachel was just a little bit older than Joseph, but listen, she's always been a star. She's an unbelievable rider. She's obviously, you can see her mum and her dad in her, but like, what a rider, and she's went through all the way from point to point, and she's made it all there herself, you know. And she's like, she saw her there in Cheltenham, like she rode 5 races, 3 falls and 2 winners, you know, like, what a girl, you know. So tactically brilliant, an unbelievable horse girl, and she has it all. She's hungry, she's intelligent, she rides a very uncomplicated, perfect race for a horse. She goes with the horse, she rather than the race, so she rides the horse rather than race all the time, day in, day out. She's doing it, you know, just keeps it so simple. It's not simple, but she just makes it look simple, you know. So no, we're absolutely thrilled and delighted for everybody involved and herself, obviously.
That is high praise from the master himself. Interview with Rachel Blackmore coming up later in the programme. Finally, it was also a great weekend for Craig Breen. After some confusion over a time penalty, it was confirmed he won Rally San Remo. Brilliant drive from Craig and his co-driver Paul Nagel.